dāndā cāngcāṅ kōrdi xū sāna yīvān gyūr jā kōrdi yā tēne bēlhēn jī gīvā lā chā chā lō xī chūnā tēne dī dī tāng dī gyūr dāma dāma gu jī nā lō tēne tāng dī gyūr jā tēyā tēsīn tāgī mī ndū dī nā lā rā dī zō tēngi gāngyūr gī zō xī xā jē dī nā dēr kī gāngyūr ที่ชาเจดีนั้นเป็นเห็นจริงๆว่าชาเซลล์สุดอันนี้ที่เมมเบอร์ทั้งตาดีกว่าที่ชาเจนเกี่ยวกับนั่นแหละตาแต่ในตำงานจุดนั้นอยู่เว้ยอันนี้การบริการจุดตัวจริงๆว่าดีๆเจ้าว่าดีตาดีกินนั่นแหละอยู่เจ้าดีเป็นตัวจิ้งคันตัวละชาเซลล์สุดอันนั้นดู ที่นั่นที่ผู้เขียนอยู่สมัยที่ตอนที่คันตัวละชาเซลล์สุนัขที่ตั้งกี่เดี๋ยวจะคนทั้งที่ชาวจีนกี่ยังทั้งที่เดี๋ยวจะยังอยู่ก่อนที่จะกำกับมังคุจิแต่เดี๋ยวมังคุจิเดี๋ยวเราไปกันอุยยังกี่คันตัวอยู่เนี่ยมาเจียนทำนะยินจัง
อันที่ถ้าช่วงนี้มังคุจิเนี่ยเดี๋ยวเราไปพินาเพื่อนคันอุยยังอยู่เนี่ยคันตัวแม่เนี่ยเดี๋ยวเราคิวมังคุจิตัวนี้เนี่ยเด็กทอดูเนี่ยช่วงจุงกงเราไปเดี๋ยวเจ้าเนี่ยไปต่อจากคันตัวชาติแล้วจะส่งอยู่สิยังต่อจากทับตาคันตัวศิลป์เชิดดูสิเดี๋ยวเนี่ยมันจะมีตัวทับศิลป์นิสุเมบะเฮงกี้ตันเดชนะเนี่ยมันจะมีสมัครอันเดี๋ยวเนี่ย当在长江沿线，嗯，他，地，这个，这个，咱们开始做，这当浪滩公园的拆，拆别当，那里名他妈的像，买进来的是这当靠中印度，蛮大，老底下穷的，浪滩公园的拆别当，南北公园公园的拆别，康州屯区，咱如果个叫屯区，你们个拆别。 我见到这穿的看看住年纪的，这穿年纪的，这点那个那趟北京来说吧，我这个有的你拿了他看到冷汤的，呀南吧，第一年纪拿了，我天天你的拿了，你不要多几三百的车了，有车的，真的是多。啊，他的这单给俺说这样。 这日给他那做送一下的，这当给上海给他参观了，叫我人家共度过来。那叫我人家直接就出去这边呢，那日邻居多就三百公里，这日给打包，你是没吧？俺到他查给全部团去了，主要在叫我叫我在这送的，这个过来送一下。那得叫看住个年纪，他看住年纪的，得叫看住那时候的那穷白的。
第，才是这些呗的，像你那了呀，那不要电话全部都查查了，是。你娘们两个团的，那做送些，本来，那电动冷机机呗，一些些的，电动冷机机呗，一些的，那，他那冷机机吧，查给全部送的，电话全部查查了送下的，娘娘们两个团的，娘们两个团的，查给什么娘们两个团的，我都送一下的。看到他那的呀，那提下的呗。
After having explained the meaning of the title, Mambudra Upadesham, the first verse in the text is homage to the glorious co-emergence. this text that we have, that we are going to use during this teaching is based on the translation of commentaries that were printed in Dege in Tibet, the Dege edition of translations of commentaries. But there are as many as 12 different versions of the Ganges Mahamudra text, and some has the verse of homage at the beginning and some do not. For instance, in the Tikungkaju lineage, the text that we have, the Ganges Mahamudra text that we have, and also the version found in the treasury of instruction to which the Karmapa Rangjung Dorje has written a commentary. In this text, the homage is not to the glorious co-emergence, but it is to the glorious Vajradakini. So, in essence, there is no difference because the great master Tilopa received these teachings and also the whisper linear teachings of Chakrasamvara from the Dakinis of Ugyan or Udayana. So therefore, when the homage is paid to the glorious Vajradakini, it is done in terms of, it is done to indicate the source of these teachings. When it is said homage to glorious Vajradakini, the word Vajra stands for skillful means and Dakini stands for wisdom. So it's an homage to the union of method and wisdom. And then some other versions of the text, like the text coming from Narthang and so forth, the homage is to the glorious Vajrasattva. This particular way of paying homage has to do with the family. For instance, there are five Buddha families, and the practice, the teachings of Chakrasamvara, they are methods to generate the experience of great bliss in oneself. So therefore, this way of paying homage to the, to a particular family, Vajrasattva, is from the point of view of the experience of the teaching. So therefore, it is a way of paying homage to the experience of co-emergence, which is the, which in essence is the union of bliss and emptiness.
解释过那个马哈木爪的意义之后，那现在开始要做进一步的教法。那是在第一个就是讲到礼敬吉祥俱生尊。那我们现在所根据的这个翻译的版本是根据德格版的这个做的翻译。那马哈木爪他这个教法总共他有十二种版本，那有些是不太一样的。那像例如有些教法的，有些教法的教本，那是有些不太一样。那我们所用这个教本，那是光耀空行母。那帝洛巴大师受持教法，他是从乌金空行母那边得到。那从乌金空行母那边出来的这个教法，那空行母的话，那空行母主要是代表智慧。那另外还有其他的版本是从其他不同的地方出来。那有些是从 有一些是从五个佛教的一些家族里面出来。那最重要，我们今天讲的，主要就是从，还有就是要多，这个版本有多少的 重点我们要关注它来做一个教法教导。
在他天气急吧，恰巧是他天气急吧，是要地团的的呢，街道进来肯定说是那的呢，啊，人心天气急吧就是，确实他们这个的那个人心的，的呢，再多艺术面吧，天气就急吧，因就艺术面到底人心天气急吧。给把主要送走，现在跨完的宽带机，跨完两个人这边去，他们这个担心的东北人看了，那团几块钱不得，第一就团就差个钱不单，团送给我的，这样子呢，那米这边，毕竟米这边也是的，剩的那么多，天气急，别那事那也行了。老婆他在我这个在那山上山给亚南星跟老婆他在这在我他这个很多很多的年月很多的这是阳天那些松都生的那晚很多的山东城的也没进这个他在村都没死是的可能我了你是的可能我记得亚克的这个把数字也能也没吧어떤대답보다간단히또자기전부터쓴거로고방법주백이니수면의자기지어대답은이제현직기업에서는니수면의전전도배현직기업을차치러서가는자기전부터차치러서는
The meaning of the verse, homage to the glorious co-emergence, is explained in the He Vajra Tantra. This Tantra says that co-emergence means the true nature. So the word co-emergence refers to the true nature of all phenomena, the true nature of our mind. conventionally, phenomena may appear in different forms, but in essence, there is no distinction. For example, the gold and its stains, from the surface, there are two entities, the gold and the stains, but in essence, there is no distinction between them. So that kind of unity refers to that kind of unity is the meaning of co-emergence. Co-emergence means the true nature of both samsara and nirvana. The true nature of samsara and nirvana is emptiness, and in that state there is no division, no distinction. The great master Padmadrupa has said that if there is no duality, that is Mahamudra. So when it is said homage to the glorious co-emergence, actually it is saying homage to Mahamudra. It is a way of paying homage to these pith instructions.
在大手印的教法里面，礼敬就是礼敬吉祥具身尊的叩这个字是代表真理，那叩 emergence 这个是代表就是所有现象它的一个真理，那所有的现象它的出现是不同的形式来出现，但是它的本质都是一样的，那同时它也表示轮回跟涅槃，那就是真，就是空性。那轮回跟涅槃之间是没有任何差异性的。那所以，帕姆竹巴他也有说过， 我们礼敬大手印。
第那个团说你，你把熊给团我了，才给钱不？店都没开，讲搞完就讲那么老亏呗，中间损的。弄点拿入包，今天缺给你了，你再去。他年不够啊，人就打地拿落去，他那吃个全部准备他他们家的菜哇。人就人家东西，我不送为鱼蛋菜呗，其实人店就买了，人不得。人家他那老么热腾腾吧，他那拿入包去，他那俺老么店白搞不了呀，他那搞我中意见。他刚才中医这边路口，人不全部都算上去了。那个南大大学嘛，人不全了呢，就算打什么的，地基呢，马背刚不难，马背上个这边搞中医的，伢子在路的那话事，那他讲起个的，所以他，我的搞完这见呢，那么了，路口点点没不了呢，啊，点呢。中年顺的变成拿着把，嗯，后边中年他肯定那样的呢，生前从中年顺那边人都不等点吧，那来一件那么拿着把就一年给他创新，嗯，他就那蒙古鸡，搞完鸡啊这套了呀，要烤肉的我吃个多蒙古鸡，他搞完蒙古鸡啊我就什么绿的，刚刚蒙古鸡，三个中间这个等确定，你，各种鸡骨鸡，你，确实蛮不赢的，第一就是呢，说啥对不起陈阿弟，那各种机会让人蛮赢吧的，啊，他呢，我第一就拿着白搞我中医家的样子呢，老么牛顿点名都他呢，当街吃啊吃的呢，老么他了他呢，他这个吃的他呢，搞我家他中医家就不赢的，第一就他牛顿点吧，第一他的找我忙钱来了。乱点啦，都他的点给做啦。你那呢？乱点生意的他的，如果该有的就那的，你那的大呀，像大金那乱点都开心的，给人九个月啥的，都爱顺点乱点拿了吧，乱点点了拿了，现在就年纪大确实。
after the verse of homage in the shloka number 2, it says Mahamudra cannot be shown. Mahamudra cannot be shown because it is beyond all elaborations. Mahamudra is not an existence and not an object that could be explained, that could be elaborated. and the next verse is, but for you who are devoted to the Guru, who have undertaken the hardships. So it is said that the great master Naropa underwent 12 major and 12 minor hardships in order to receive these speed instructions from Tilopa. Since we do not have much time, I cannot explain the 12 hardships in detail, but if you want to know, you can read about these 12 hardships in Marpa Lotsawa's works. And the next verses, and our forbearing in suffering, intelligent Naropa. so Naropa had tremendous devotion to the Guru, Dilopa, and in his devotion there was no fluctuation. It was very steady. And in order to examine Naropa, whether he was a proper vessel for the instructions or not, Dilopa had to put him under these 12 major and 12 minor hardships. But generally, in the Buddhist teachings, it is taught that enlightenment cannot be attained only by going through hardships. It has to be attained through the middle way, which is in not the extremes. And then there is this word intelligent Naropa. This word sometimes in some other versions instead of intelligent the word is the receptive vessel Naropa. So this word is found in the version of this text in the Dukpaka lineage, but here it is intelligent Naropa. The fortunate one, take this to your heart. So Naropa, Dilopa is saying, you are the proper vessel for these teachings, and you should take these pit instructions to your heart.
Now,接着就提大手印，它是无法超越存在那。尊敬上师在阿洛巴，他有提到有十二个主要跟十二个次要的一个教法，一个修行，一个苦行。那今天时间的关系，所以没有办法很详细的解释。但是那洛巴他对上师的尊敬上从来没有动摇过、变动过。那提洛巴为了检视那洛巴，他就把这个主要的这个苦行修行方式来测试他，来检视他。那后来第六八检视之后认为说，那罗巴他是一个适合这个教法的一个接受者跟修行者。
他的确我等你结合一天去了来对他当面头的没那么给满的明天给我团了月马一现在给我接了几天才我通可以查到年底规模了几乎能得为主公把店公都没办法的那把的机他们从来查给什么多少大地南的呢结合是的呢第六百拿入把的表呢那几天可会去了呀的呢来把对的啊那几天可会去的呢ये मिदागबा तने गुमे पेगेल मिलम ला सोबा मिलम दा मिगुदा ओदा दिनते गे पेगेल ला सोबा मंगुजि सोंने चंदा दे जो ओ छुगि यिन ले येबा माइन बे तेया तने कुंजो सिकबा ले तने तोबे वांगि जिदे नमता दे नम दो वांगि जिदे गे तने दामा ना मंगुजि पामिंग ताबरे दे ताने जुशिन जिम्बा छिबे नंबर छुस तेले या तने मयिम बजले यिम बर जिम्बा तने लोबन जिम्बा दिजे गिम जुशि गितन छिबा नम ताबर कोवेस न ताबर छुने जिन दन जिमि थया गुमा यिम बे ने योंस दन गुमा मिकुना हि सो तदा कोवे छु सामा तने गुमा द मिगु दबो Yes, I didn't have a good man.
And then in Shloka number 3, it says, Keho, look carefully at worldly phenomena, unable to last like an illusion or dream. illusions and dreams do not truly exist. Therefore, develop sadness and relinquish worldly activities. Renounce all retinues and relations, the objects of passion and aggression, and meditate alone in forest, mountains, and solitary places. Remain in the state of non-meditation. Mahamudra is attained when non-attainment is attained. So, back in Shloka 3, there is this word keho. So this is a way of asking Naropa to pay heed to Tilopa. It is like calling upon him to listen. Tilopa is saying to Naropa that he should look thoroughly at the worldly phenomena. And when one looks thoroughly at the worldly phenomena, then what one realizes is that all of them are impermanent. All of them do not last for long. And therefore, all phenomena are like dreams, like illusions. Generally, there are 8 examples to show the impermanent nature of phenomena, such as dream, mirage, illusion, and so forth. In the Ratnakuta Sutra, it is said that all phenomena are mere designations by the conceptual mind. And therefore, by the various perceptions, various wrong perceptions and fixations, sentient beings keep wandering in the realms of samsara.
Now, 接下来就提到说, 像幻象它不是实际存在的。 那帝洛巴他大师曾经说，他观察世界的现象，了解那些所有的事项都不是永恒的，所有的现象都是像一场梦，像一个幻象，那表示它不是永恒的。那同时，大首印的教法也有说，现象它事实上是一个新的本质，那人类产生不同的知觉，那因此而产生人类不同的知觉，那这个不同的知觉使我们人类那进入到轮回。
明明给我们谈了有嘛意思，那就说呢，天天叫我接了几天去了，查瓦东送，那的，这当三九九零的一样的呢，拒绝他们家没打过，三九他们家都念哇送，然后说考外的，拒绝的就拒绝蒙古人的查瓦的也查嘛了的呢，嗯，的呢，那些认真的。
他那口味给冬天尝完要不赢送，第二就他那，别那个啥子，几百他妈的那，他那做西谷药的，牙子几百他妈的那麻西路过的，俺那做三百他妈的那壮路过的，俺提新疆俺那上完的，六百他妈的他妈的，还卡太多，我提到我口味确定了，人不见没见，俺那。 东岩的，啊，东岩的，开发的聚集的东岩，我听到过的，东岩的东西困难点嘛，点不严重。第二就是他那，泰勒森的生叫我记呢，他那，口外的吃我这个东西，他不要穿中国元素。
And then in Shloka 3 there is this last verse which is therefore develop sadness and relinquish worldly activities. the phenomena of samsara is something which is very transient, something which is not lasting. Therefore, it is taught in the doctrines that all compounded, all things that are compounded are impermanent. All the things that are contaminated leads to suffering. And all phenomena are by essence empty and selfless. And Nirvana, which is beyond all sorrows, is the ultimate peace. So this is how it is taught in the sutra. the phenomena of samsara is the phenomena of samsara are compounded. It means that they are produced by causes and conditions, and they exist as long as our mind is in the domination of duality. As for the nature of phenomena, it is totally impermanent. For instance, the end of birth is death. The end of construction is destruction. And the end of meeting is separation. Therefore, the whole experience of samsara is some kind of suffering. For example, the suffering of pain, the suffering of change, and the all-pervasive suffering. So therefore, by reflecting on this kind of realities of samsara, one should develop the sense of renunciation, to abandon it, abandon samsara.
That 轮回的现象它是暂时的，它，对不起，轮回的现象暂时不是永恒的。那教本上说，所有事情它都不是永恒，那会产生痛苦。那现象的本身它是空性的，那同轮回的现象，那也是因缘而减少，它是一个新的反应。那我们真正我们心的本质，它才是一个永恒的。那因此，那好比说轮回的话，轮回的本身它是一个痛苦，就好比说我们的疼痛或者事情的改变，那所引起的一种痛苦之类的。
这个是没得的，可以查到年纪滚崩了，几乎难得不得住工班的。嗯，这到我点呢，他查个什么工班了？那他妈年龄轻年就是的呢，是可以的。三个是古月，对面那人给拆给全部的，我们的等等人家出土买的，等等第二句，等等年里啊可以拆单，几万句，他说，介绍来了那送不到我，等等年给敲了，就家去的有，再一敲了西单面的那把子，等他说年我提的有就等等我的旧的，蛮古旧过呢，哎拆单给。完了嘛，到底了台北看不起他的。第一就等等这个蒙古是哪呢？等等，长沙蒙古是哪呀？第一等等拆个什么公庙，他了呀，怕这有料的。他耐心给等等，本来俺就参大庙都是有个多，他妈参大庙了是第一个等等，等等这怕这是不是蒙古这？看吧，当年以来的这。年过的这个钱，你现在他们在代码图上，你看他忙了不是用年用过的，我记得不？等呢，缺了怕钱用过的，然后来的这些钱买，第一就等呢，第可以查账的，等呢，给外局都是怕办钱，等呢怕人不济，安排给年数呀，等呢， 뒤치에 지뎅기 코베기 되네 이와도 좀 메시지 되네 코류 코라 직제네 코류 사바지 나로리아 아니 내비 나데 샘데 내야 털는 팬도 심부 유요데 그래서 아니 대야 님부 도도데 되나 카제다 카제스도 되네 지뎅 코 망고지 되네 상막에 대해 유혹을 해서 영어의 내주지 아니 이나가 중요하 쪼디 가란주 샘데 내야 내토야지 이 나로게 되네 조랑이 착당데 방고야지 어디 조르 디기 차 중요한 거리 중요한 시주 다 먹을 수 있어요 봐 어디 미조데 랑게 되네 샘데 내토와지다 검데 냠네 랑 쳐를 팔제 마야지다 아 디데기 미유조 체제 어 디데 인주 아니 자기한테 아니 거의 낭답지 구질 도마 gom thongma gom yel su gyo de ya gom nyamle ya go de nang kabre thom gi so gi kab gom ya da thom gi na lo gom ya da de mang go ya je ba mang go ji ya su yo de di de thong da le thang bo ba ge in gom da thol de su gyo de
then next verse reads, renounce all retinues and relations, the objects of passion and aggression. at the beginning, when one is new in the meditation of Mahamudra, if one does not abandon the retinues and relations and so forth, then it is not possible to establish oneself in the meditation on Mahamudra. Because in relation to our nears and dears, friends and relatives, we develop the afflictive emotions of attachment and aversion, like it is taught in the 37 Bodhisattva practices. To those who are relatives and friends, one develops attachment continuously, like the flow of a river. And to those who are enemies, we develop aversion or anger, like a burning fire. So therefore, attachment and aversion are obstructions in the practice of Mahamudra. When we do some retreat, when we are in meditation in retreat, then if we receive phone calls and other messages, then that causes a lot of disturbances in the practice. So therefore, retinues and relations and so forth, they are obstructors when it comes to the practice of meditation. So therefore, to meditate Mahamudra, one must abandon them. and by abandoning the retinues and relations, one should move to a completely new place, unfamiliar new place, for example, in a forest, mountain, or solitude. if one does that, then that helps in making the mind dwell in one point. In other words, in order to make the mind dwell in at one point, or in order to stabilize the mind, it is necessary to get rid of attachment and aversion. So getting rid of attachment and aversion is the main purpose of renouncing the retinues and relations. This is at the beginning, but when one becomes advanced in the meditation on Mahamudra, then of course there are instructions to remain in the crowd, in the town, in places where there are a lot of people, and meditate. So this is at the advanced level of Mahamudra meditation. But here, these verses are for those who are beginners.
接下来要提到的就是说，我们现代人对我们的亲属朋友的关系都有所谓的亲密疏离的这种关系。那好比说，我们对敌人会产生生气或愤怒，但是就好比说我们在闭关或在静坐的时候，那电话这些都会打扰我们的修行。因此，在刚开始修大手印的时候，那最好是到一个新的地方，或者到一个山区，或者到隐秘的地方，那可以帮助我们的内心心智能够专心。那换句话说，我们就不需要放弃这些亲疏的这些关系，那尤其是要抛弃掉这个关系。那等到大手印修到更深的一些境界的时候，那即使在人多的地方或城市的话，一样可以修行。所以对一个初期修行者的话，我们必须要如此的做。
공도미백나는내발기토미토미자기참부고토없음나리공답도두디지태어나면서나리나인주태야공도미백나는내발치사단기단때는자기참부공받달라다시내하도시공인백한라시내다부시공백이나디갑리야아니남도치스남도까바다부채비나디다부니请啊，改变到我前面那样，这个要嘛的，做不起来的，哎，前个全部公面，这个要嘛的，一切是公面没问题的。但是这个改变今天有什么了？公办嘛，有公办意思。我那嘛，旅内的或者新年他都公打的，俺来，请啊，这不嘛，白做没白做了，让他给他的下呢，你工资没白拿了，让他给拿了。那怕那的空不起啊，挺意思。你空不说呢，空不弄就去玩一堆。嗯，他那这秘书的呢，新疆这不啥现在就这样，劳动呀，没些买运的，印度 top 是呢，俺这不是多少钱，这 top 就热瓦吉他。你买俺送的呀，给的呢，淘宝我记得我热到买不清买呢，你价格清不俺淘宝有人送。等下，等你的工作脱了，比如外籍送走，那个节目绿的土，生的那种牛毛俺都学，牛毛晒的烤伢是牛马生的，那对嘛？烤到那对的对馒头，汤馒头，你烤完了汤嘛，出嘛牛肝的先把第一个，就那是牛毛送，生的那种牛毛俺都学，接送不到。那送完的金白鱼他们家办的，下个全部从我你七岁年了，托给买把些，全部人呢，那下个全部套就老些送。
In Shloka 4 it says, remain in the state of non-meditation.Mahamudra is attained when non-attainment is attained. In the practice of Mahamudra, when one takes the positions, the postures of practicing calm abiding and special insight, it is important to get rid of blocking the thoughts. In Mahamudra meditation, there is no effort, and blocking the thoughts suggests efforts to block them. Like Lord Jigten Sumgun has said, meditation is not getting used to ease, which means. To meditate means to get used to what is already there. In Mahamudra meditation, one is supposed to abide in the intrinsic or true nature of mind without any effort. Getting used to this intrinsic nature of the mind is the meaning of Mahamudra meditation. In this kind of meditation, there is no hope and there is no fear. There is no hope of attaining a certain stage like enlightenment. And there is no fear of falling into places like the three lower realms. So Mahamudra meditation is free from hope and fear. It is just about remaining effortlessly in the true nature of mind. Therefore it is said that in the body, which is the the greatest place, the cemetery, the yogi of mind should remain in the innate state. The innate state, which in Tibetan is nyukma, which means the original, the unfabricated state of mind.
那在修大手印的时候，特别是最重要是要内观。那同时要放置自己的想法。那大手印它的修行的话，主要就是要破除自己的想法跟思想。那大手印它就是要训练我们大手印的静坐，就是禅定，就是要训练我们习惯于已经存在，自己本来就有的。那大手印同时就是训练我们。 最重要的心要自然安住在内在的真实，那大手印的境界，它最重要就是我们不要让自己去要求要修到什么境界，那也不要怕自己会到不好的三道去，那同最重要就是维持我们本性的真实，那因此，那所谓的菩提，那这个瑜伽就是要。
让我们能够达到跟维持自己最原始的状态、最真实的状态。科瑞群的天命中业局，解决宁波明白，传达宁波的。嗯，那他们你开全部明白的，那科瑞群的天命中业局，明白，我们亚的那当然是。 罗什姆就是我们恰下边的那的呢，我们这蒙古新疆的那，他们去我们这，他们去我们这拿罗里亚的呢，提拔全部提拔全部，到这提拔的这边的呢，我们这进我们这来的呢，天就热高啊，气温没大吧，来军队可以移民上班的，但是他们满一百个。
咱们呢就，多少米拉索，我们在大发巴多，咱们当地土木器，我们的开钱不行，他妈，什么都不行，不来。那地，地头了，咱们中国这边就是我们国家，那牛西兰，我们就啥不行了。那，你看，他们刚被干了，他们那牛西马都，我们就是现在说的，你马上送人了不？ 我顶这一打算蒙古学了，做，那地气温没大吧？来军队，可能人民的也得三分大不的呗。然后就性格的干嘛？说那三分讲不的，然后就做特别严了。那地内部的老多的，然后就用下来，原来去做不下来。我到地传达送去，那地拿了七温没大，我们家的开钱不起，送钱都，你拿了，你这干部呗，送出的呢？
chiwa me da ba gombe yin na ene khowa le gyo wa kye wa ta rang ki theba so wa ta sun ju jen ju gyo wa ta ji de ne me chak ba ta ene nyang ne de be chos chok la so wa sun ju ta de khong gi ta ene khowa le gyo wa kye wa ji de cha wa tong sun ya da wa ene khowa chen de teme dung ye gyu sun ya da wa di ye samal lo ene ta chiwa me da ba ki di dimi di kye ma sun di ya go ji lam ne hong to be yin na An tanda kong gyo sunba dike dikaya, ane lalian di kitu yagi, nye tamba chil dian du, du shuayi.
The next verse says, the dharma of action has no substance. The dharma of samsara is futile, the cause of suffering. So this is about reflecting carefully at the nature of samsaric phenomena. For example, in the traditional three-year retreat, one begins with the preliminaries. Generally, there are two kinds of preliminaries, the common preliminary and the uncommon preliminary. The common preliminary includes contemplation on the preciousness and reality of human life, contemplation on impermanence and death, contemplation on the law of karma and result, and contemplation on the defects of samsara. So these contemplations are called common preliminaries because these are common to the lesser vehicle, the greater vehicle, and also the secret mantra vehicle. In the uncommon preliminary, there are the practices of refuge, mandala offering, guru yoga, and vajrasattva. The common preliminaries are extremely important because they serve as the foundation for the actual or advanced meditation. Therefore, Lord Jigten Sumgun has said that the preliminary is more important than the actual practice. Lord Jigten Sumgun used to say that, in fact, from the very beginning, I've been practicing the actual meditation, which means he regarded the preliminaries as the actual practice. Among the common preliminary practices, the contemplation on impermanence and death is extremely important. This contemplation is like a seed that can sprout into the higher realizations. The great Lord Gampopa has said that if one develops the sense of sadness by reflecting on death, impermanence, the nature of samsara, then that can enable one to develop faith in faith, that can make one diligent in the practice, and that can help one to be free from attachment and aversions, attachment to samsara. And also that can induce the aspiration for attaining nirvana. So therefore, reflection or contemplation on impermanence and death seems to be very important as a foundation for meditation.
Now, 接下来就是注意到要提到就是轮回的本质。那传统的闭关的话，初期的话都会，最主要初期的话教法就是包括共跟不共最基本的教法。那共的这个最基本的教法，它包括我们去观想那事情的本质，还有生死无常，那以及业报，还有轮回。那这个是在大乘佛教、小乘佛教跟金刚乘佛教里面都有提到。那所谓的不共的最基本的修行的话，那就包括所谓的皈依、现曼达，还有上师相应法这个部分。那共的这个最基本的部分的修行的话，它是我们学习静坐最基本的。那祖师吉田颂贡曾经有说过，那基本的修行是最重要最重要一个实修的。那还有很重要，就是我们要去观想人称无常，还有观想生与死。那同时冈波巴大师也有提到说，那我们人生的话，我们要时时的要检视，要反省生死无常跟轮回。那同时可以帮助修行，那我们了解这个亲密疏离的这个关系的话，也可以帮助我们脱离轮回，那渴望涅槃。所以观想生与死无常是最重要的。
人上帝谈的天外美大国的三百年的开前不是都是帝国的在寻那什么阶段当然嘛，企业对吧？蒙古朝代白讲了，开始老区区的路，老女士在当时跟着健身老师我拿呢，那到今年呢，新竹人都有多。大地研究控制也第三拿了呀，但泸州这个刚刚老就变做刚刚就也给他，你查查试试蒙古籍，让我考些点人点古要的，你要算账最近的。确实你的三百余度半毛女人老学学蒙古用不要的。那你的路不定的是哪一边干了，但你那可是唐来钱嘛对吧，但我洗我看得现在洗过的，我老学学的呢没干个洗手的嘛，已经我看得现在洗过的。但你洗个老毛了白的东西白嘛是呗钱不。但你我今天看起来老婆去了是真的卡巴当心蒙古的痛用。아니다두기둥에삼분의치와메다가코삼분마당주로드가드시를가고로와근데다지난주도에서희야를아니고름이와마리카시부코베나시고를카시기에서는시고를다나신게팅산다지담만다주한시기이내리근데추제라서뭐추도망고지기든데이기들심에망고주당신용구요래지난주에러시아바초바편수를떼다아니这个老学不新年蒙古药的死药上了嘛，都带药嘛了吧？一年养大都是刚刚老，他那最近的，这个咱伢们那，这当上了那七万买到三百，买三百够不啦？哦，顶这个他那，顶这路建元呗，建元呗，干了，别买四百多元钱不大，那老不起来了，刚刚钱不是不是，太紧的钱多。原本呢，就是咱们的制造的这个通源面积。给三拿罗旋旋罗你去这样子嘛，你给过来这些老三的账都不账些，那感觉在来着，哎呢，就的感觉啥啥算的年过来，那块缺袋子的月账，那感觉下次别拿着嘛年袋年就袋数袋些，他那没干个清算，那年袋是全部些，他刚刚就开那个里，这边全部的西亚嘛都收要嘛嘞，那那开始今年确实是在广播的时间。这是老早靠白天搞游泳去，就唐人去徒步啊，不能。去第二十年代，你记得不？他去每年都不见得那些，那是去哪儿要嘛的？武侠剑、菩萨剑、仙嘛的，他去要嘛的。那你去我没到，我那上面几差不多西湖要的。实际上就是靠了去我没到，杨三毛特别那最近近个那子，他去的怕是最近个是草湾那落的杨他不就草湾的那了，靠外东岸的那东南去徒步多。那你开钱不起不起，就要买到公安开钱不起这种。
thinking about death and impermanence is extremely important for all of us to even face the realities of our life. When I travel in foreign countries to teach, then I come across very young people with very severe illnesses like cancer. There are very young people in their 20s with this kind of illness. For instance, in the Western countries, there is a lot of distractions, and technologically, materially, most of these countries are very advanced. So therefore, the people, the young people in those countries are completely lost in the distraction of the modern materialistic life. So when they face death, you know, because of such serious illnesses, then they are not able to take it. They are not able to understand death. And they cannot accept the idea of dying. And they complain, why should I die? I'm very young. And this makes the condition worse. They suffer more than ordinary people. And I often receive phone calls from such people, and sometimes even they come to visit and they complain and they say, why should I die? So if one does not think about death and impermanence every day, then when death comes, it becomes extremely difficult to take it. The reality of life is that death can come any moment, any time. There is no sequence and there is no standard age. For example, some die in the womb and some die right after birth, and some die because of because of the elements in the body malfunctioning, and some die because of technology. So therefore, death is uncertain. It can come at any age. There's no difference of young and old. So those who do not think about death normally, it is very difficult to help them when they are about to die. But those who do think about death and impermanence normally, then in such situations it's easier to help them. For instance, once I was in Germany and there was a young boy at age of 20, and he had cancer and his whole neck was swollen. And he attended my teachings, and at the end of the teaching he was lying there, and I explained him about impermanence, death, and so forth, and he was very content, very confident, and he could accept the awaiting death. So therefore, if we think about death and impermanence every day, then at the end of our life, when we face death, it becomes acceptable, it becomes easier. If we do not think about impermanence, death, then impermanence and death, then let alone Dharma practice, it is not even possible to face the reality of our ordinary life.
那接下来提到就是我们要想到死亡是无常，对我们来讲是非常重要的。那面对这个事实，那法王本人曾经到外国有教到外国去传法的时候，有教法教到年轻人。那有很多西方国家的年人，他在年纪很轻的时候就得到癌症。那西方国家有很多人都有癌症这个病，但是西方国家的年轻人他在面对死亡的时候，他都没有办法接受死亡，而且他会抱怨说为什么是我要死。那如果说不了解状况，持续有这种想法的话，会使自己的状况更不好，而且会更痛苦。那如果我们每天不能想死亡是无常的话，那我们就很难接受死亡。那人生，这个是人生的一个事实。那任何时间任何年纪，那人都有可能会死亡，他可能死在家里，也可能死在出生的时候。那死亡它有很多是因为功能退化，那而且死亡最重要它是不确定的。那假如我们了解死亡是无常的话，我们就很容易的面对死亡。那法王本人曾经在西德传法的时候，碰到一个20岁的一个年轻的一个男孩子得了癌症，那他脚肿得很厉害，来参加法王的法会，他很痛苦地靠在那个地方。当法王开示解释无常的时候，那之后，那这个年轻的男孩子他就非常有自信，他可以接受死亡，面对死亡。所以我们每天来想到死亡是无常的话，那当死亡来临的时候，我们就很容易面对。如果每天不想的话，当死亡来临的时候就不容易面对它。
今天我说的每到公司就今天我说每到吧考几个听到马来这样也考到我说虽然每到不是聊他不晓得吧每到今天要下属的监督过的你们下的都是监督过的现在的下面忙过去啊你这个给考完咱们给马来的参谋了聊他不晓得我那提团的我说公务员吧我说那么就我就写对那年就是马看见的不是马对一些唱歌的不是对一下的第一平民的话平民嘛我那第一团的直接几个马上呢第一团的第二次上了哪里然后上哪里第二次牛啊几个一个哪里几个然后想到就是同一百个人一个哪里我等到上哪里牛做了几个成为哪里平民吧我等到几个但是没到过国民生的话你的你这个团队跟我们学过了嘛的然后这个机构大呢别叫老婆上面的一团大嘛的接着第一个人是洋洋生了呀的呢这牛蛙街不要的这牛蛙街去那第一就第一那解码我的事情没大过去原本干了生个地呢超过地那第一平给要的吧第一嘛的这个机构现在解码我的事情生了经常去西安那边干了平给我们了我第一就然后鱼里也结果了没到过的鱼里结果没到过鱼里结果的套里啊那边的没到过鱼里结同年级呢别下线呢我就加拉开心我就别下线加拉开心不是确有的没跟谁嘛没几个呢拉过来加拉开心不是有些有些第三次马上就和拉过来学习差上了当然没到过结果马上呢因为差线全部有年级呢你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你没得借嘛我们也没得准备的贴到我们身上都捏的躺在前面都有嘛就是他们正好是修的事你给谢用啊我这是加上你开钱不起人都是
It is quite easy to have an intellectual understanding of impermanence. For example, a flower that blooms has to ultimately die, and the sun shines, and then ultimately it has to set. So this kind of intellectual understanding about impermanence is quite easy. But when I talk about practicing impermanence, I'm talking about thinking about the reality of impermanence. I'm talking about getting our mind used to this reality. For example, when we read the prayers, when we say prayers about impermanence, then if we just say the words and do not think about the meaning, then it is incomplete. When we read the verse, it is important to think very deeply about the meaning of the verse. And in this way, the sense of impermanence must become experiential. It must arise in our mind stream. For instance, when the sense of compassion truly develops in our mind stream, then when we look at people, then we can feel the sensation in our body of the feeling of compassion. So this way, impermanence must be experiential. It shouldn't be only intellectual. If it is not experiential, if it is just intellectual, then when we face fear, for example, the fear of death, then our intellectual understanding of impermanence doesn't help. Say you have a very important, very expensive thing, such as a cup or something, and if that thing is dropped and if it breaks into pieces, then if you are someone without experiential understanding of impermanence, then the breaking of this thing will cause a lot of suffering, and you may not be able to sleep, and you will not be able to accept that. Therefore, Lord Gampopa has said, by meditating on impermanence, one can get rid of attachment to samsara. But if you have some experiential understanding of impermanence, then the breaking of the cup will not be a big matter. It's not going to upset you so much. As we usually say, one has to die at the end. So a breaking of certain things is nothing. So this way, one can take it easily.
那接下来提到就是我们很容易了解无常，就好比说花开它会花谢，那日出它会日落，那这个是一个自然的现象，那所以就很容易帮助我们去了解。那无常的关于无常的一个修行的话，我们必须要想到，事实的所有事情它都是无常，是要训练自己，使自己的心智习惯于这种想法。 那就好比说，今天如果在祈祷的时候，只坐在那边去念，而不去想它的含义的话，是完全没有用的。那无常的话，训练无常最重要，习惯于它，它自然就会出来。就好比说，我们训练我们自己的悲心，训练到它看到特殊的情况，它自己会出来。那无常的训练要把它当做一个非常自然的一个情况。那否则，当我们在面对死亡的时候， 会恐惧，是完全没有帮助的。那这个是一个很重要的想法。那如果我们不知道无常的话，那我们会有很多的痛苦，那同时会睡不好，那也不能够接受，好比说死亡。那冈波波大师曾经讲说，用观想无常的话，可以帮助我们离开轮回。那如果不接受无常的话，我们可能只会说为我为何要死亡。 那如果用这种方法来训练的话，就很容易来帮助我们。
那 小美大哥一同举了红牙的小小这么多马赛呗鸡蛋啊让从鸡蛋鸡蛋鸡超外街蛋呀等等东南西亚脱了呀等等没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得没得今天给了他的他今天蒙古的话龙宝文文呢他那然说建议的有多天哪些乱的牙子算吧就是跟个了铺的朋友拉手吧说是丑不的杂物就是跟个路不的一万多百干了等等然说建议的是蒙古有多天哪些给乱的牙子算吧这个两个青年流浪他两个青年差下面呢两个牙子就有百干了两个这个没有差百干了他那但是能力上了但是怕是说说西青年蒙古有多第一场了还是说说给没得过一个距离要差嘛好了我的那点呢没得过的距离要是这么特别的可能是靠你拿了给东南西亚的刚刚到东南西亚的那样的呢前面都有过的现在你别开钱不进可能是一点点难记，难怪咱们都嘛说呗。看咱这娃的这见呢，心眼也没藏不牢记，没得被考完的呢，台湾学会的这些藏不牢，去六十多岁呢，没都没人买，给他娘们俩吃个药的。俺他们就难怪他听到了娘们俩现在那做做的，你开钱不进，没得被丢了光背呢，让丢了穷背呢，俺让给趁低了吃些嘛样吧。啊，俺他那的矿了送不到，他那。也吃个馒头啊，说的做几把子矿的这一种，那当然的，给我今天说的那个大单子，那没得过，没那么久嘛，得不赢，说我到底得过，没得过呀，我去光头不赢呢，俺第一团的，没那么久嘛，得不团的先头呀，俺第一场嘛洛阳，他那来军队早晚的，女的那军长嘛的用过，那早晚的哪个来军队土药的嘛？连这个、这个、那句的呀，这个药剂，可多。但这个什么药药的，这个老多东西拿来，但吃完没到光背那里，来军队以内的口味你没赢的。听说你搞吧，看着光背以内开没什么，说说说给塞拿了，没个几个穷呢。啊，你那做娘们能吃的，那这个什么老穷开没什么，这个什么老就这点药的，那这个什么老娘们药是穷病呢？哦，俺们今天来没吃饱饭，考完了，叫俺爹娃的，台湾说娃的，准就说，那等这个等成，养活是够土药的，反正他这里等什么，他想呢，可别去准备中央局是要的，等生意，马上需要钱想呢。
Thinking about impermanence is a very necessary not only in the Dharma but also to face the reality realities of our life. For instance, we often hear about students committing suicide because of not getting enough marks in exams, and we hear about boys and girls committing suicide because of their boyfriend or girlfriend being not faithful or not giving enough attention. And we hear about people killing all family members, including oneself, because of losing job. So these kind of incidences suggest, or this kind of incidences are signs of the lack of contemplation on impermanence. It's a sign of not understanding impermanence. Thinking about impermanence is important not only for the Buddhists, it is important for all those who live in this world, all those who are born and have to die. If we think about impermanence very well, then we can get rid of attachment to this life. And when we have no attachment to this life, through meditation on impermanence, then we can actually have the experience of experiential understanding of what is said in verse number 3. It says that the worldly phenomena are like illusion and dream and so forth. This kind of understanding can also arise by contemplating or thinking about impermanence. Among the four common preliminaries, you can choose any of them to start with. They are all connected to each other, like precious contemplation on precious human life, impermanence, death, karma and result, defects of samsara. Among the four of them, whichever inspires you more, you can do that practice, and that can gradually lead to the other practices. So therefore, there is no fixed sequence in the practice. After reflecting on impermanence, then of course one can reflect on karma and result, because the whole experience of pain and pleasure that we have in samsara are results of our own karmas. So therefore, it is important to reflect on that. And today, we stop at the verse in Shloka 4, the Dhamma of samsara is futile, the cause of suffering. So tomorrow we'll begin with the next verse.
That想到无常的话, 一定要顾到不只是佛教徒或佛法，那我们也要对生命本身的事实也要用无常的方式来想。那有很多的学生自杀，男女朋友自杀，那有只不过因为彼此的不关心自杀而自杀。那有很多人因为自己失业没有工作，把家人都杀死，那自己也自杀。那会有这种现象出现，就是因为没有观想到人生无常。 那人无常不只是我们佛教徒要来观想，那所有的人都应该用这种方式来想。我们人一定会死亡，那观想无常是非常好的，那它可以帮助我们在此生产生出离心。那会有经验的观想的话，我们观想无常的话，那我们可以把它想成就好像前面说的如梦幻，如幻象一样，它都是 不实在的。那我们观想无常，观想人的人生，那观想轮回，那跟轮回这些都有很密切的关联性。那如此观想的话，那可以激励我们来修行。那观想无常，还有业报，那痛苦跟轮回，那跟轮回，那皆有来，通通有关联性，来这样子训练。那今天到这边
结束就第四项，那明天的话是从第五项开始。<音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音> Namo Tathāgata Arahato Sammāsambuddhassa. 这段都是学习了，今天你们几个人了？就是你们呢？就是同步几个呢？我把牌的，接着上级给担保的，接着职工，各级别给担保，下边的公司监管机关交给二班，职工监管那么严的，电子机械厂的所有他们去，各自认真接班的。 康松马东就跑的，搁这盖家店里头打理啊。等到你们一个人了，在教育工作上，俺们忙的有着这么说，苏州学校都开上电梯的，天天都，天天在陪伴着有厂嘛，看不到拉住，先穷的陪伴厂嘛，开心那个团结子呢，俺们也跑着陪伴到那学院，都去接。